How about a Sooner or a Heinz or a Cur dog or a Curl dog or a, just a Hound? Or
in the way it's mixed breed, I'd say it's a mixed breed, I guess would cover it about as good as any of them.
And say that little boy was playing around with the dog and the dog snapped at him, you say that boy was...
Yeah, the dog bit him, took hold of him.
Okay. Would you ever say that boy was dog bit?
Was bitten by the dog?
But you wouldn't say dog bit?
No, wouldn't hardly say dog bit.
Okay.
Get bitten by the dog and the dog snapped him.
All right. Now, I want to talk about some male breeding animals for cattle and horses and sheep. I mean, you raise sheep around here?
Yeah, I have sheep.
Okay, then for what do you call a male male cattle?
Male cattle, he's the bull.
All right. Do you remember when either now or years ago that their farmers would use special terms in the presence of women? They wouldn't want to say bull in the
They say it's a male cow.
Okay.
In the presence of women, that'd be about as good as any.
And what about a male horse?
Well, they call those stallions.
Any kind of
well, there's so many all the different breeds of stallions, but
sure. I was thinking more of something that they might use in the presence of women to avoid saying the word stallion.
You see, little stallion or they call them studs, but I don't know the word. What would be the word for neither one of those would be proper before women. What you got in mind?
Well, some of the things that I have here are top horse and seed horse and stable horse.
In our day and time, I guess a stable horse would women would understand that.
Right. And if you had the animals you plow with are.
Good old time farm horses, we'd say they're used to cultivate the crops with.
Did you ever use anything other than horses?
I've used a yoke of oxen back in the olden times. You used oxen very much, they were slow but very stout. And
did you use oxen on your farm when you were?
I never have, but I have relatives who used them. I never drove a yoke of oxen.
How late would you say that people used oxen in East Tennessee?
In 1912, my father sold a boundary of timber here, and they had three big yoke of oxen that they drug all those logs into the sawmill with.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear that man talking to those oxen for a mile. He'd load up basins with a chain of logs and start them towards the sawmill, and they would go on their way dragging those logs, and he'd fasten up another bunch, and he'd have two or three yoke of oxen going towards the sawmill all the same time, taking in loads of logs, and he would call to them, holler at them real loud. And
do you remember how he called to them?
Gee and haw. Gee and haw.
As with horses.
Right? Yeah, like horses, about like horses.
They ever use mules up here?
A lot of the farmers use mules, yes, and some of them still kind of like to have mules around, just to plow gardens and tobacco patches. And one of my neighbors has a mule. Two of our neighbors have mules. They keep them the year round just to plow their garden and tobacco patches and little cut patches.
What would you call two mules working together?
Team, you'd call them a team of mule. And oxen, you'd call them a yoke of oxen. Two oxen, two steers made a yoke.
You're talking about shoes, the left shoe and the right shoe taken together, that would be
a set of shoes, or that isn't the right word.
A pair.
Yeah. You'd take for a human being, you'd say a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Or for horses, you'd have horses or oxen, you'd have four.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd, I don't know what you'd call a pair or a set. You'd call a set, I believe, a set of for a horse, you'd call a set if you had one for each foot. Four, you'd have a set of shoes.